Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring growth opportunities shaping the future of defense digitalization, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding and what it means for future-ready businesses. The pace and complexity of modern threats are accelerating faster than traditional defense systems can respond. Geopolitical tensions are rising, cyber and electromagnetic domains are contested, platforms are aging, and at the same time, defense organizations are dealing with workforce and readiness constraints. So the real question becomes, how do defense forces adapt fast enough to stay resilient, connected, and mission-ready? The answer lies in a new wave of growth opportunities transforming defense digitalization. Let's unpack the most impactful ones.
For years, digitalization in defense meant incremental upgrades, new software, better sensors, faster networks. But today, that's no longer enough. Artificial intelligence, autonomy, and immersive technologies are fundamentally reshaping how forces communicate, sustain assets, protect networks, and operate under uncertainty. Digitalization is no longer a technology initiative, it's a strategic operating model. And organizations that treat it that way are moving from modernization to true transformation.
Let's start with communications, specifically AI-driven dynamic spectrum access, or DSA. In contested electromagnetic environments, reliable communication is one of the hardest problems to solve. Traditional spectrum planning is manual, rigid, and often too slow for real-world operations. AI changes that. With AI-driven DSA, systems can autonomously allocate and reallocate frequencies based on operational demand. That means reduced interference, higher resilience, and secure connectivity, even in highly congested or contested environments. When combined with quantum-secure communications, this creates a powerful advantage: adaptive, resilient, and secure defense communications that can keep pace with the mission.
Next up, AI-powered predictive maintenance. Asset readiness has always been critical, but today's defense platforms are more complex, more connected, and more expensive to maintain than ever before. Predictive maintenance uses sensor data and operational insights to anticipate failures before they happen. The result? Less unplanned downtime, improved safety, lower lifecycle costs, and higher mission availability. What's especially transformative is the integration of AI-enabled robotics, automating diagnostics and even repairs in hazardous environments. This shifts sustainment from a reactive function to a strategic capability, maximizing uptime while reducing risk to personnel.
Now let's talk cyber. Cyber warfare is no longer slow or stealthy. It's fast, automated, and persistent. Human-led monitoring alone simply can't keep up. That's where cybersecurity AI comes in. AI-driven cyber defense enables real-time threat detection and response at the millisecond level. It identifies anomalies, neutralizes threats, and prevents breaches before they escalate into mission-impacting events. What makes this even more powerful is the integration of AI cyber defense with immersive virtual reality training. This allows teams to simulate realistic cyber attacks, sharpen response strategies, and strengthen resilience without putting live networks at risk. In short, cyber defense is becoming intelligent, adaptive, and continuously trained.
Finally, let's look at AI-driven autonomous navigation. Unmanned air, ground, and underwater systems are becoming central to defense operations, but operating in GPS-denied or contested environments remains a major challenge. Advances in machine learning and multi-sensor fusion are changing that. Autonomous navigation systems now enable unmanned platforms to operate reliably without GPS, supporting missions like reconnaissance, surveillance, logistics, and target acquisition, while significantly reducing human risk. As demand grows for AI-enabled unmanned combat aerial vehicles, autonomous navigation becomes a critical enabler of precision, adaptability, and operational reach in high-threat environments.
So what does all of this add up to? These growth opportunities signal a fundamental shift in how defense organizations generate readiness, resilience, and mission advantage. Digital capabilities are no longer add-ons, they're becoming embedded enablers of command, sustainment, protection, and execution. For defense leaders, the real challenge now is execution, aligning strategy, technology, and operations, scaling AI, autonomy, and cyber capabilities across the enterprise, and building a defense ecosystem that's agile, intelligent, and resilient by design. Organizations that act decisively won't just adapt to uncertainty, they'll shape the future of defense operations. Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.